Don't get me started by how hard it is to start or stay on track. Or don't dream or do whether you want or want not to.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee with the guys from Not a Surf. I'm talking to Matthew right now about some guitars and amps. And I guess we'll start with your Les Paul here.
Yeah, this is an Edwards. Edwards is a subsidiary of ESP.
Oh, okay.
And these are Japanese. It's it's called a lawsuit guitar.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you don't know, lawsuit guitar means that you can't export it, or you can't export it from Japan because they'll get a lawsuit because it's such a perfect copy. It's really great. It's very light, and I was lucky enough to go to Japan a couple times. I got it in Tokyo. Feel it. Feels good.
Oh, now that's a Les Paul I can play every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's different. Is it hollow or something?
No, it's not hollow. They just wait for they make a couple a month, I think, and they just wait for a piece of wood that feels right and light. And I love it.
Have you modified anything to it?
No, maybe? it's totally
Do you
stock.
Know what they put in it?
That's a great question. I wish I knew. I don't.
Oh, that's so interesting. So obviously, other than the weight, what do you prefer about it as opposed to a Les Paul?
Well, I have a 68 Black Beauty, 69, sorry. I bought it as a 68, turned out a 69. It's okay. I paid very little for it. I'm very lucky. But I leave that home sometimes.
Sure,
and so this is my main thing when I travel with one. It's very loud acoustically. I don't know if you can tell, but it's just very resonant and feels really good.
And then as far as gauges, are you running a pretty standard
12s.
Gauge? Oh, wow.
12s with a plain 24.
Okay, gotcha. So you can still bend notes.
Yeah, I think it's from all the years of being a trio. It just felt like heavier strings.
Fill it out.
And I could play it more like an acoustic. Like I play really light picks, those Dunlop 60s, but I play really hard. And that's an okay combination, and I don't go too far out of tune.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's a very, very interesting guitar.
Yeah.
And then you're playing the Guild as well on this tour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have a Gibson J200 that I've had for years. It got really beat up. It had the neck crack 3 or 4 times on planes. And I saw this one day at Main Drag, which is a shop in Brooklyn that I live near, and I want to give them props. I bought a lot of things from them, and they're a great, great store. And this seemed like a J200, but more solid. Like, it's just like heavier wood, so I'm not as worried about traveling with it.
Sure.
So it's kind of, it's a real workhorse, but I really love it, and now it's really my number one, even at home.
You mind if I pick it
no,
up
No, please, please, please.
Show the back, because it looks like this thing has done some touring.
Yeah.
For sure. Got a couple of, was that something that was repaired?
I don't think I did that. It must have been before I've thankfully never really heard this one.
And it's got some pretty incredible checking considering it's like a 90s.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Wow. I don't even know. Again, I think it's early 90s. I don't even know what year, but.
Man, that's awesome.
Maybe it's seen a lot of sunlight. I'm not sure.
And it's so, I guess this is, is that considered a jumbo?
That's a jumbo. Yeah,
because that's a big old body. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find gig bags for it.
I bet.
And I'm not the biggest guy, so it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's not quite Angus
like
Young,
Texas,
but I'm like holding a giant
something.
Thing.
So
but,
cool.
But I just like that sound. And I was a really huge Who fan, so I love Pete Townsend.
Totally,
and that's how I ended up with the J200, because I love that just rich bottom.
Boomy thickness. Yeah,
yeah,
I love it too,
yeah,
man.
Totally.
And then you're running two amps. We got the Deluxe Reverb, right?
Yeah, this is the Deluxe Reissue. You know, you can still get them. It has a Jensen special design speaker in the back. They come with either just a standard Fender or a Jensen speaker, and the Jensen's way better, worth having. I always run a hot plate.
An attenuator?
Yeah, an attenuator.
Is that to keep, preserve kind of a lower stage volume, or is that?
That's right. For people who don't know, what an attenuator does is you can turn up to whatever volume makes the amp sound best, and leave it at that heat, like the power tube's really working.
Saturating.
And
yeah.
Bring down the actual volume. So it's a big resistor that goes between the head and the cabinet, so the brains and the speaker.
And we can't see it right now, but you're also running an 800, right?
Yeah, that's off to the side. It's a Marshall JCM 800, 50 watt. I've had for 20 years, 212.
Awesome amp, yeah.
Also with the hot plate, it's kind of ridiculous because you can turn down the master volume, but having the master volume hotter gives you that
little more oomph, right?
Yeah, and power tube distortion is somehow clearer.
Right.
It's always that AC/DC idea of like, a lot of crunch and a lot of excitement, but you can discern what the notes are.
I've always felt like maybe, like, you know, when they have a master volume, it's almost like the volume knob on your guitar, where if you do roll it back, it kind of loses a little special.
Absolutely. You lose some body.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very cool. I guess that just leaves the pedals and you only have a couple, so we'll take a look at them.
It's very simple.
This is, considering the, I feel like you guys cover a lot of sonic ground with your music.
Yeah.
Four pedals. I mean, three really. That's kind of incredible. Yeah.
Well, this is a replacement for the one thing I've always used, which was a Hughes and Kettner Rotosphere.
Right.
And a Rotosphere is a Leslie speaker emulator. But the Hughes and Kettner has a really big footprint and also uses a very particular adapter.
Sure.
So you can't run like one of these
a
one
daisy
spots.
Chain or something, right?
So I've had like three of them and I've broken them, and so I finally settled on this as a replacement, which is totally fine. It's really, really good.
Does it, you feel like it does about the same job?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. The Hughes and Kettner has a tube, and I don't know if that's placebo effect, and I'm like, oh, it's so warm, but in fact, this is totally
now,
fine.
Can you run this stereo to separate
I do, tabs? I run it stereo, so the Deluxe and the Marshall. So it's got stereo.
Sounds a lot like a
wobble.
Leslie, sure, yeah.
This OCD is just, I used to have a Hot Cake. I've tried different things. This is just like super fuzz for if I want to do a solo, which isn't that often, because Doug takes care of that a lot of time, but
help you cut through the mix a little bit.
Yeah, but what I really use all the time is this, and this is a Klon clone. So the Klon is a Centaur pedal, or Klon. Is Klon the company, or
Klon
Centaur
is the company?
Company
and Centaur is the pedal, but there's a lot of Klon clones. How did you I mean, you know, there's the Soul Food, there's a million different ones.
Right, I'm not sure who made it. My buddy Tom Beaujour, who ran Revolver magazine and who was at Guitar World for 20 years, and I was a writer at Guitar World
Very cool.
in 1994 or 95, and we're childhood friends, and he's got a few of the clones, and he gifted this one to me because we used it on our You Know Who You Are album, and I was looking for something believable. It's believable in that it just sounds like you kind of got a bigger amp all of a sudden, or you turned your amp up. It doesn't. It's very musical and doesn't feel too much like a fuzz box. It really feels like
just a
like an overdrive.
Sure. Are you running it kind of hot? Or are you?
I'm not running it very hot. Kind of low gain, middle tone. Volume knob's fallen off, but I just set it and I reset it every night because, you know, electricity is different and makes your amps behave in new ways. I just set it so that when I step on it, it's a little louder.
Gotcha.
A little more grit,
almost
a little
like a
louder.
Clean boost, but that's just hitting the front of your amp. That's,
right, but like I was saying before, I don't really have a clean tone to play clean. I just turn down a little bit or play quieter. But both my amps are set at a kind of edgy, on the edge of super crunch, but definitely in a kind of breaking up area.
Well, Matthew, I got to say, you're my kind of rock star, a dude that can roll with three pedals
and
a couple amps. I think there's just something to be said for that because the argument's always tone is in the hands, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think you've got that all figured out, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to
Total
us.
Total pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, guys, now we're on kind of the other side of the stage with Doug over here. We're going to talk his gear. And what I noticed when you were soundtracking, you were playing that Les Paul quite a bit, and I didn't see this. Was this a 335?
It's a 330.
330, okay.
1967.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you toured with that.
I bought it from Johnny Spampinato from X of NRBQ. But it's a 67, and it has a special tuning. I use it on one song that we call New Bird. It's drop D, and the Bs are both the same. Two Bs on the top.
Interesting.
Because I play a special kind of tuning on that song. And it's here for that, but I use it at home a lot to record with standard and everything.
It's a beautiful looking git fiddle for sure. Have you modded it at all, or are those the original pickups?
I haven't. I don't know what happened to it before I got it a couple years ago. That's not an original pick guard, I know that.
Not the end of the world.
But yeah, and I played also, Ira, the drummer, and I are in a vintage Beatles band called Bambi Keenan. We do the Hamburg stuff that they did in the club, so I use that for that too.
Very cool. But, and then you're also rolling with a Les Paul here.
Yeah, this is my second Les Paul. I have a black one that I've had since I was 18. That's with, I play it also in the band Guided by Voices.
Yeah.
So that's with the Guided by Voices crew right now. But this is also really good for Not a Surf. It's a 73 and it's real singy. Something about it is very good on the high end It's kind of bell-like.
And then, not what I expected, but you're running this dual rec Roadster, huh?
It's actually a Roadster, and I just got it a couple weeks ago, and it has like...
Whoa.
You know, if you put wheels on this, you could like...
You can skate it.
Yeah. Skateboard, but, or surf, maybe. Boogie board, no. But luckily, they didn't make it shorter, because I've stepped on two of these at the same time before. You don't want to do that.
Not good.
Channel. It has four channels. You can choose 100 watt or 50 watt in the back for each channel. I know, it's a little...
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a little learning intensive when you first get an amp like this, but...
Did it take you a while to get it dialed in? I mean, what do
you
normally
kind of
playing?
I'm still dialing it in, but a dual rectifier.
Oh, just...
And that's with the guided by voices. And so I got this, and I'm really liking it as well. It's like a 2012 Roadster. And someone had put chicken head knobs on it, which I like, instead of the Mesa metal.
Metal ones, yeah, I love those knobs, yeah.
The favorite thing I like about Mesas, though, the reason I get them is because of the solo channel. Any channel you're on, it boosts it.
Sure. Whatever, so if you need to come up for any kind of lead, you can just get on up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's really, the solo channels are, I haven't found a clean boost pedal or anything like that that can
does
do the
that.
Same thing.
So, and as far as the cab, is that a Mesa cab or?
It is. I've had that since I've had, been playing Mesas since like 99 or something. My manager saw, and got it by voices, saw Paige Hamilton from Helmet wheeling it into a store, and he used it, so he got it right away.
That was Paige's?
Yeah.
That's a trip.
I don't know how long he had it or anything. I've never talked to him about it, but
what speakers are in it?
I haven't opened it up in a long time. I can't remember.
It sounded great during soundcheck.
Oh, thanks.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And then right here's your pedal setup. All right, so you got a couple more pedals than Matthew, but not too many. Why don't you walk me through the signal chain?
Well, TC Electronic Tuner. I thought I would buy it to use it for the Polytune capabilities it has, and I don't really, I just use it as a tuner.
Tuner.
It could be a Boss tuner too, but I like TC stuff. Got a couple EQs, which I use as small boosts.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask.
EQ'd a little bit, but they're just kind of small boost, bigger boost. Sparkle Drive from Voodoo Labs, which I'm learning is really great for like slightly clean, but also a little bit gritty sound. I'm not using this in the chain right now. I use that when I'm with Guided by Voices, the Flanger. This is a Chorus. I tape these so they don't move.
Move, sure.
A TC. Comes in handy. I just got this Harmonist from a friend. He let me borrow it, and so I bought him another one, so I kept this one.
Ah, you like that one?
I don't use it as a pitch shifter. I use it for the slide feature. You can kind of go up and down. You can go three octaves, one octave, and you go down octaves.
Almost like a whammy pedal?
It is kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
And it also has the pitch shifted, modulation if you want to use it for that. But it's a pretty crazy pedal. I like this Alter Ego Delay by TC. I like the reverse delay.
Yeah, that's fun.
I don't use that much with Not a Surf, but I record with that a lot.
Yeah, I love that pedal, man. That's a great one.
And I kind of use these delay settings here. And the old Holy Grail.
Sure.
Nano.
Tried and true.
Nice reverb. This nut, it needs tightening. Wow, I'm glad I felt that.
And then we got a mystery pedal over here.
Okay, this, I was saving that for last. That was made by a guy named John Landgraf. It's a Landgraf Dynamic Overdrive. And it was given to me when I was in Guided by Voices down in Florida back in 2000, doing a show, or 2001, by a fan who knew this guy. And I thought, wow, this is great, a boutique distortion. Well, I'm probably not going to use it now. So it sat in a box for a long time, for many years. And the other year, I kind of whipped it out and like, man, this thing sounds great.
Awesome, huh?
And he was from Pensacola. Unfortunately, he passed away, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him or thank him. And I found out on forums that it's kind of sought after. This guy handmade these overdrives, and had a friend paint them too.
Yeah, the paint job looks cool, super cool.
I probably shouldn't even be using it. And on the back, it says he signed it. He didn't really sign it, but
Landgraf amps and pedals, huh? Where Jesus is Lord.
It has my name, so it's kind of a Christian overdrive pedal.
That's awesome.
And if you take the back plate off, there's writing on the inside too, in like a gold
Sharpie or something. And then, do you know what the little switch does? Is it like a fat switch? Kind
yeah, of? Yeah. It's like fat and thin. I think that's the fattest. I kind of keep it torqued up there.
Is this something you have on kind of consistently?
Yeah. Well, no. I use it for like when I need just a little more juice, a little more not loudness, but more gain.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
More drivey things.
A little more
grit.
I
put this Radio Shack knob on myself. I have one of these. I thought that would be good for the volume. So,
yeah.
I do like that pedal a lot. It sounds amazing.
Man, that's not a bad
setup. So right now, that's what I'm using.
I'll get that for you. Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys taking the time. I know you guys are kind of pressed, but hey, I had a...
Well, it's fun, yeah. Thanks so much.
This is very interesting for me. I'm a
huge fan. It's an honor to be, It's an honor to be able to do this.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
it.
Hey, guys, stay tuned for the next Rig Rundown. We'll catch you next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.